Show. Here's Steve.
I don't think it's an understatement to suggest that on March 24th, 2019, at about 3:45 in the afternoon Eastern Time, Donald Trump secured re-election to the White House. William Barr's letter clearly laying out no collusion, nothing, nowhere in Trump's orbit after 675 days, 19 prosecutors, 40 FBI agents investigating, and all the staff that goes with it, forensic accountants, everything. And suddenly there was nothing there. Joining me now to take a quick look at that and get their reaction, Diamond and Silk, an American duo. You know who they are. Diamond and Silk back with me here. They're coming to Grand Rapids April the 13th. We'll talk about that in a moment. Ladies, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Can you wipe the smile off your face or what?
No, I'm smiling from ear to ear. Listen, our president has been totally exonerated from all of this foolishness. The special counsel ended its investigation without any findings or any collusion or any obstruction. And the left-wing media, the Democrats, they should be feeling like fools.
Yes.
But here is the deal. Everybody that participated in orchestrating this witch hunt collusion should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
That's right.
Agreed. The witch is dead, but those witch hunters, they just can't help themselves.
Help themselves. They want to continue to push something. They want to grab at straws and keep sucking on something. No, you're not going to do this in this country. They tried to take down a sitting president. Tried to railroad him for no reason at all, all because he dared to run for president and won.
And win. Yeah, he won. Fair and square. The same way every president in the history of this republic has won, using the Electoral College. Mm-hmm. And now, they want to change the rules, and they'll say they want to lower the voting age to 16. Ladies, let me ask you a question I've asked some other people. Is there anybody in your life right now that's 16 years of age that you would ask for life-changing advice?
Absolutely not. You don't pay taxes. You really don't pay bills at 16. No, you are a child. 16, you are a teenager. Teenagers are still children, as far as I'm concerned.
There you go. All right, so you're going on the road, and you've got a great story to tell now because you've been with Donald Trump since before he was elected. You've taken a lot of heat from that. You know, black women are not supposed to vote for Republicans, and certainly not Donald Trump because he's evil and he's racist and he's xenophobic and all of these things. Well, how do you answer those sorts of criticisms?
Well, first of all, the more they hate, the more we continue to educate and we let people know we can no longer vote for a system that keeps handing us crumbs. And that racist narrative that the left continue to push is fading so quickly.
That's right.
Because
that's
everybody in our country, whether you are Democrat or Republican, see that the left, the Democrats that perpetuated these lies are nothing but liars.
That's
and
right.
People are jumping on the Trump train. They're jumping ship from the Democrat Party and jumping on the Trump train because they're tired of the foolishness that's going on with the left and the Democrats.
That's right. That was also a hoax. The left-leaning media, everything that they did, how they took it and orchestrated and conspired, had all of these conspiracy theories out there about our loving president and about America. You know, all of them need to apologize to our president and to the American people because they sold Americans a bill of lies.
That's
and
right.
They know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be standing by waiting for the apology. I will tell the truth, though. You know, I did watch, I couldn't help it last night, ladies. Diamond and Silk here with me on the program. I did watch MSNBC last night because I wanted to see how far they would stretch and how far they'd go. I watched CNN do the same thing. I mean, they will contort themselves into pretzels in order to try to find something. Well, he wasn't exonerated because there might be obstruction. No, that's not what they said. There is no obstruction.
You know, President Trump won in 2016 because he was the better candidate.
Right.
He ran a better campaign.
Right.
And he won by a landslide because he had a better vision for our country.
That's right.
He wanted to make America great again, greater than we've ever seen it before. And for these people to conspire, collude together to try to take him down, you were going against the will of the American people. Is what you were trying to do. You were trying to railroad him and take him down. Everybody, even down to Obama, need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law because this happened up under the Obama administration.
Yeah, the big question.
It was Diamond and Silk that knew what was going on right after the inauguration. When we got back from the inauguration, we told the world that something wasn't right, that we have to go in deep deep prayer for this president. Something is going on, and you know what? It showed his head. Mm-hmm. I feel like singing, "Oh, happy day."
Yes,
I love it,
Silk.
Nobody like Diamond and Silk on the Steve Griffiths Show. Oh, happy day. I like
yes,
it, lady. Well done. Yeah, you got me singing. I'm going to be clapping my hands and jumping out of the seat here in a second. All right. So you guys are on a nationwide tour. You're going to be in Grand Rapids at the JW Marriott. That will be Saturday, April the 13th. How many of these shows do you guys do?
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. We do. Oh, gosh. I can't even count them anymore. Grand Rapids is going to be special because it's going to be like a party. We're going to celebrate the Wicked Witch is dead.
That's
this
right.
Wicked Witch hunt of a Russia collusion is criticized and stigmatized. So we are going to have a big celebration, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I believe that's April the 13th.
That's right.
Right there at the Marriott, and we want everybody to go get your tickets, chitchattour.com, or go to diamondandsip.com and click on Chitchat Tour to get your tickets. We want to see your face in the place.
Well, you know, your face in the place. The big thing here is that Michigan, Donald Trump carried Michigan by just over 10,000 votes in 2016. He'll need it again in 2020, of course.
Yes.
It's an important place. So that's the message you'll be spreading. Ladies, I'll give you the last word.
Listen, I want you all to come out. I want you all to see us. This is a celebration, you all.
Yes,
we get to now move our country forward.
Yes.
So come, hear what we have to say. And let's do this together. We all need a place to congregate together. Let's do it right there at Chit Chat Tour, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
That's right.
On April the 13th.
So get your tickets at chitchattour.com. It is time to celebrate,
yes,
baby.
There you go. Ladies, always a pleasure. Diamond and Silk. You guys have a great rest of your week.
Thanks for having us.
There you have it. Diamond and Silk. Those two need to get, you know, cheered up. They need to fire up, you know, get happy. Diamond and Silk here on the Steve Gruber Show. You know, why not? It's the celebration tour now. No collusion, no obstruction, no problem. We'll be right back.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and